He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. So I need you to write it down, for real. I need you to write it down. Every week I try to go here. Write it down, write it down, write it down. I'm at Team One Chevrolet. I think it's in Charlotte, Michigan. I got an older white male. He's probably in his 60s, maybe, right? And my man says to me, you know, like, I heard what you said, E.T., but how do you sustain it? I'm like, okay, say it again. I'm like, all right, say it again, because I want to make sure I'm hearing what you're saying. He like, you talk about going 120. You talk about going hard. You talk about having what you want, being what you want, do what you want. Okay, I get it, but how do you sustain it? I'm thinking, is that a real question? I said, listen to me very closely. How did I start this whole presentation off? He said, write down the people's name that you love. I said, duh, if you're waking up every day and think about your wife, duh, how do you not sustain it? If you wake up every day and you're looking at your son, how do you not sustain it? You think I'm gonna put my kid's life in the hand of some other man? You think that's my role as a father? You think my role is to allow my kids to come here and pay all this money to go to school and do everything they did, and now they gotta go beg somebody else for a job? That's not my role or responsibility. How to sustain it? What do you mean? How do you not sustain it? I ask you, why are you not pumped up? Why you have days off? I'm asking you why you get 70%. You don't love nobody? Is there not somebody that you don't love more than yourself? Is there not somebody you waking up for? Is there not somebody you grinding for? Somebody told me that they get distracted easy. Let me tell you something. The reason why you getting distracted easy is because you don't got 8 or 9 things you wake up to every single day and say, I gotta go get that. Many of you are getting distracted because you don't have something that's stronger than a distraction. You need something stronger than a distraction. You're getting distracted with parties. You're getting distracted with smoking. You're getting distracted with drinking. You're getting distracted with sleeping. You're getting distracted with video games. Why? Because the video game is stronger than your goal. I tell my homies all the time, bro, if it ain't got nothing to do with, y'all be playing. I'm like, if it ain't about the money, you just singing it. I'm for real. Don't be blowing me up. I want to read something to you. Make sure you get this book, The Motivational Manifesto. I was like, all right. So I'm going to be real. I read 2 pages. Fire. Oh, this is one of the best books I've ever read in my life. Fire. You know what I'm saying? I'm being real. I was like, this is a powerful book. He said, why only 2 pages? I need to apply what I read. Some of y'all just want to be like walking around, you deep. I've read 20. Oh, of course I read that book. How much have you applied? I read 2 pages and I was like, I'm through. But I threw the book down like, Give me 2 sentences. Can you do that for me this summer? Go buy 12 books, read 2 sentences and apply it. And see, don't you be deeper than the dude that got 150 books in his room and he not doing nothing with. So I want to read this part to you because I thought I was deep. Humankind's main motivation, this is why you should be getting pumped up every day, is to seek and experience. 2 things, seek and experience personal freedom. Woo! That's what you're supposed to be doing every day. So, but my daughter was in elementary school, right? And what happened was, you know, Jada was serious about her academics. Right? And so she would win these awards, academic awards, and they would be during the day. The school would do it because it's a school, right? So they doing it 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, come on, if you're a child and your parent is in the room, when they call your name and you get the certificate, somebody tell me what you do when your parent is in the room. You look for your parent. They call your name, Jada Thomas, academic award. You go and like, so I'd go, you know what I'm saying? I want to go see my baby girl, get her thing, take pictures, be able to let folks know, you know, my girl doing her, you know what I'm saying? Just an apple with my eye. She doing her thing, right? And I had a boss who said to me, no, you cannot go. Now, first of all, like, that's cool. I'm going anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be respectful. I'm just being real. I'm trying to be respectful. I'm trying to fill out the paperwork you're supposed to fill out. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be, you know, like a good citizen, like they taught you when you was in elementary school. I'm trying to be a good citizen. They're going to tell me, no, you can't go. I'm like, you done lost your mind. I'll see you when I get back. And whatever you do, that's your business. But what they don't realize that day, what they did for me, when they told me as a grown man, I couldn't go see my daughter, I'm like, boom, count the days down. I'm out. Count the days. And I never looked back since. Listen to me very closely before we leave this room today. This is not about school. This ain't about you getting no 4.0. This ain't about you getting no scholarship. This ain't about you graduating summa cum laude, magna cum laude. This is about your doggone personal freedom. You need to be able to get up when you want to get up. Go to bed when you want to go to bed. Drive what you want to drive. Live what you want to live. This is about your personal freedom.
Let me hear his favor. Stop being pissed off when somebody controlling your life because you left. Stop whining.
the land of the free, the home of the brave. And don't ever get it twisted. It's everybody's land. It ain't everybody's home. It's the home of the brave. It's the home of those that wake up and go get it. Ain't nobody about to give you your personal freedom. That ain't how they do it in America. Ain't nobody gonna hire you and say, look out for your health. They'll have you doing 60 hours a week. You'll lose your marriage working for some company. You'll never see your kids. If you're going to get your personal freedom, you gotta go get it. You gotta go earn it. They ain't giving it away.